AP News, I'm Marcela Sánchez. A federal judge will hear arguments today about whether Kinmar Abrego Garcia should be returned to immigration custody after being free for just over a week. Earlier this year, he was mistakenly deported to El Salvador and had been in a U.S. immigration detention since August. In that time, the government has said it planned to deport him to Uganda, Eswatini, Ghana, and most recently, Liberia. However, officials have made no effort to deport him to the one country he has agreed to go to, Costa Rica. U.S. District Judge Paula Zinnes in Maryland has even accused the government of misleading her by falsely claiming that Costa Rica was unwilling to take him. CBS News 60 Minutes on Sunday did not air a planned story on Trump administration deportations of immigrants to El Salvador, pulling it only hours before airtime at the direction of new editor-in-chief Barry Weiss. In other news, Greenland and Denmark's leaders are insisting that the U.S. will not take over Greenland. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has more.
Danish Prime Minister Mette Frederiksen and her Greenlandic counterpart Jens Frederik Nielsen say in a joint statement, national borders and the sovereignty of states are rooted in international law. They're fundamental principles. You cannot annex another country, not even with an argument about international security. Donald Trump's announcement on Sunday that Louisiana Governor Jeff Landry would be the U.S. special envoy has prompted a new flare-up of tensions over Washington's interest in the vast semi-autonomous territory of Denmark, a NATO ally, and in particular Greenland. Denmark's foreign minister has told broadcasters that he plans to summon the U.S. ambassador. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Stocks are rising modestly on Wall Street. This is AP News. Most U.S. adults are not making year-end charitable contributions, according to a new poll. AP correspondent Julie Walker has more.
Despite the many fundraising appeals made by nonprofits that rely on donation surges in the calendar's final month, the survey found that about half of U.S. adults say they've already made their charitable contributions for 2025. Just 18% indicated they've donated and will donate again before the year is over. Only 6% reported they have not given yet, but will do so by the end of the year. Every day this year, donors faced competing priorities, but weaker income gains and steep price inflation meant that lower income households had less money to give out. I'm Julie Walker.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets.
It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.